What is going down, everybody? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype episode number 145. And we're on the Mojo Break Media channel, brand new channel that we created. So make sure you hit that subscribe and that notification button so that you can join in on the fun and all of our upcoming hype podcasts, as well as other content we're going to be doing. Also, make sure to look for the video on Mojo Break Media channel for our free absolute baseball box break or box giveaway. And I'm joined by Dan. What's going on, Dan?
What? Do people love free stuff as much as they used to, or is that like so last year?
You know, I think it is so last year.
I mean, stimulus. You used to go on Twitter and it was like those contest hounds were everywhere, right? And now you're not seeing that traction that you get anymore.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Isn't that stimulus check coming in? Are people like, I don't need your free shit anymore. I just go out and buy it myself.
Pretty much. I think that's the key to it all is that money's coming in. But we got a big juicy topic to talk about, as you've seen in the title. We're going to talk about the LeBron James sale.
The largest, highest card ever sold in the modern era. The exquisite. Number to 23, sold for $1.8 million for a card that was sold in, or the card that was made in 2003-2004.
Not a Twitter giveaway.
Hey, it was maybe the guy will do that. That'd be the craziest giveaway of all time. But a single piece of cardboard with some ink and some jersey and some plastic around it. $1.8 million. Let that sink in. Tell your friends about this. Share it. It's crazy. 1.8 million. What are your thoughts, Dan? And I don't know how you got outbid.
I came in strong thinking, you know, I remember talking about this about a week before the auction went live. And, we were throwing around some numbers and I think we, came to an agreement that it was going to be somewhere in the milli mark. 1 milli.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were off. It almost went up to 2 milli. I mean, it is King James. He is the greatest ever. The GOAT.
The GOAT. I mean, it topped this recent sale, which was actually May 21st. So not too long ago, the 900,000 Mike Trout red refractor Vegas Dave, which we've talked about on the show before. This was May 21st. That was the highest. We doubled it in July. We doubled the highest card sold with this LeBron card. I mean, it's just pure insanity to me that a single piece of cardboard can sell for that much money.
I mean, he is greatest of all time. He's in the conversation, obviously, with Jordan. But from an investment standpoint, do you think
that's a smart investment? I mean, what are your thoughts?
1.8 milli on a piece of cardboard? Yeah. Well, if you're going to invest in anybody, invest in the king, huh? I mean, yeah. I mean, if you got 1.8 milli just kicking around, you don't know where to put it. Why not a little bit of cardboard with some ink on it? BGS95, gem mint, baby.
Yeah, I mean, you could have something like this
for 1.9 million in Florida. 7 bedrooms, 9 baths, 7,000 square feet.
Florida, dude. Show me Cali.
Yeah, I mean,
Show me California. Well, we can get for 1.9 milli in the Bay.
It's that right there.
It's the dock. Shack, yeah. The dock.
Yep. Right there. That's what you
get.
The
dock with no lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe a solar panel on the top, but you know, that's what you get. But anyways, yeah, I mean, I'm assuming the gentleman that bought this card already has
One of these, maybe, or two or three of them, that he could just, he's got 2 milli lying around, and he's just like, you know, might as well buy this card. I mean, it's just, I wasn't doing anything with it anyway in a pandemic, you know, not worried about eating, you know, I've got so much money, I've got houses like this, that, you know, it doesn't even,
I really hope if you're talking about buying a card, you're not concerned with how you're going to get money for your mortgage or eat. You're not like, okay. This is what I got. I got 1.8 milli life savings. Everything I got. You know, refinance my house. But I don't know where I'm going to eat my next meal at.
So you're
that's a little backwards.
So you're saying he could be like living in a car, but he's got his LeBron James. Like he can't afford anything else. But he's got his LeBron James card.
He wouldn't be able to afford
his car at that point. Got the repo man coming right behind to tow that thing away.
So just maybe a homeless
gentleman with but he's got a $1.8 million LeBron James card.
But the thing is that the market's set,
right? So theoretically that you would think that person who bought that card and the 22 other that exist, the market's set at 1.8. That person's probably never going to sell it for a dime under 1.8.
I mean, it is. So it is a population one, I believe, on that card.
It is a pretty good, I know we hate to say investment, but pretty solid investment. It's not, at what point are you going to be like, I got to get out of it. I'll take 500,000.
Right.
Not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you look at this, you look at LeBron James, and then you look at the
contenders Brady that sold maybe a year ago, and the Mike Trout that you were showing before. Damn, son.
I know. I mean, the sports card industry, I mean, you can't even explain this to people outside of this industry. They just won't understand. They'll think this is fake. This is a confirmed sale by the guy actually lives in San Francisco. He's right there. His name is Lior, I believe, if I'm saying it correctly. And he owns
Lob.com. So I guess it's an API website that does, and I'm dumb, so I'm trying to explain this, and it's probably sounding like Barney Rubble over here. But it's a API thing, and it's in San Francisco. And they got valued at, from what I read, they got valued at $1 billion for their business. So, you know, who's interested to see what comes about this?
This guy is 28 years old, living in San Francisco, co-founder of Lob.com, and he buys a $1.8 million
LeBron James card.
Craziness.
$1 billion valuation. And an exquisite.
I mean, I read that on the internet. I mean,
allegedly.
In a book.
Got LeBron now. You can put it in the reception area.
Conversation piece. I mean,
what do you? I mean, do you have like an armed guard watching that thing? I mean, how do you even? I'm assuming he's flying out to pick it up because it's some. You're not PWE in that thing, right? You're not sending that through the USPS.
There you go. Those acronyms again.
You gotta explain to people what the acronym stands for.
When you say PWE, you're just assuming everybody knows what that means.
Sorry.
Write it down.
It means plain white envelope. So it's a joke in the sports card industry, which I know you've heard about PWE. Comment below. I want to see if actually people. Oh, thanks, Doug. Thanks, Dan, for piping in there and having Doug explain PWE because I had no idea what it means. I want to know how many people actually know what it means.
That's what I do.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here to break it down. We always use these terminologies that I think we understand, but I think it goes over people's heads. We need to slow it down. There's a lot of new people coming into the industry.
That you need to kind of maybe get a dictionary going?
Yeah, we can't.
Industry.
Can't have 35 minutes of a podcast of just acronyms. It sounds stupid.
Good.
We
could have our own lingo going down. You know what I'm saying?
We already do. We
sit here, we open up cards, and we talk about it. We do have our own language.
But back to this card. I mean, back to this card. We're getting a little off topic here.
What do you do with this? I mean, you store it? I mean, you put it in a safety deposit box? I mean, obviously, I don't have his kind of money anywhere near. But if I ever went on a trip, I'd be like, you know, as my LeBron James card safe. I mean, I would probably, you know, in my white, I'd be probably like, babe, you need to move over. I got to have LeBron like laying next to me. I got to know where he is at all times because this is my baby. Sorry.
If you go full circle, I think there was, I think Gary Vee was talking about this before, years ago, back in the day, he was talking about it and that hip hop artists were going to be wearing Jordan rookies as bling, like, you know, like the Ben Baller jewelry going down
up in the videos.
They'll see it, man. I mean,
now, maybe that's what this gentleman's doing. Maybe he's going to get, like, you know, a nice little bling gold necklace.
Put that, instead of, like, a charm, you got the
exquisite $1.8 million card. That guy right there. He looks
you
like...
You think he's going to go ahead and sport that? He's going to put it around his neck?
Yep.
You think so? He's going to walk in the boardroom, the law boardroom meetings with his...
Goes good with that blue sweater.
I mean, it does. It would bring out the color of his eyes, but I mean, still, I don't see it. But who knows? We'll see. Maybe it's a
publicity play on his part.
Yeah,
for his website.
That's
a
great point. If you're about ready to go public, get your company out there. Get people talking about it.
You're probably going to buy the IPO. Yo, probably. This guy loves LeBron.
This guy knows what's going on.
He knows what's up.
He knows sports cards. I'm going to jump on. It IPOs at, you know, $80 a share.
Yeah.
Buy one share.
One share. That's it.
That's all I got. Hopefully it skyrockets.
I ain't got that LeBron James.
I'm starting to get into stocks a little bit. You know, probably a little bit late to the game. I guess you're never late to the game with stocks, but... Would this be a play that gets out in the media, which it did, and he wasn't shy about putting his name out there, right? So he wasn't, his name was attached to the ESPN article. Every article I found, his name was attached, but it was so easy to find where he's from, what company he owns. A lot of times investors on cards like this don't want to be known. So maybe it is something that's like, hey, if he's looking for investors, it's like this guy obviously does pretty well for himself if he bought a $1.8 million card. I think I trust this guy. And I trust his business.
Anytime I hear investors, I always think of the
Step Brothers,
like the boats and hoes.
Investors,
maybe.
So I mean, we'll see. I mean, this guy, like I said, he's got this card now. You know, I'd like to know. I reached out to him on Twitter today to see if he had any other cards in his collection, to see, you know, maybe he's got some crazy Tom Brady's, or you know, maybe he has some Mike Trouts or something. Interesting to see. Or was this his, like, literally his first purchase in the game of sports cards?
I don't know. I want to know. I want to know the story behind this and the justification. Like, does he have a bunch of exquisites? Does he have the 03, 04 Topps Chromes? And this is just the pinnacle of his collecting? I mean, at that point, I don't think you can get any more of an iconic card in our lifetime than that one, right? I mean, can you see anything topping this one?
Can I?
Yeah.
Well, we can all sit here and speculate and say, oh, Zion's going to be the new LeBron James. No, probably not. But theoretically, I mean, and we can't say the one logo man because we just got done talking about how many logo mans that were produced this year.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you can probably break it down. There may be at the end of the catalog at the end of the 1920 catalog for basketball, there may be 23 Zion logo mans. Think about that.
There absolutely could be.
Think about that.
And that's maybe the difference that people need to understand, but I do want to talk about we're gonna get into that as a perfect segue into what I wanted to talk
what
about.
I do, and I don't even know what we're gonna talk about. I could feel
sense it.
I could feel
know
it.
Doing it long enough. So there was this was actually under his Twitter account. There's a couple people that found him on Twitter. Doesn't have many followers. And somebody from Sports Card TV said, very impressive, injects much needed energy into a very exciting time in the market. The attention of millions is in the sports card market. I operate a small online e-commerce that has been very successful. Seeing this is great for the community. And I think what that does also, I mean, we're already like on fire. I know some of you guys that are looking for bargains don't want to hear this, but this gives
hope to every single card out there, especially in the basketball market. This gives hope to the Kyle Guy PC collectors. This gives hope to the John Morant, Zion Williamson, Jason Tatum, because they've seen what can become. They've seen the dream. They've seen, I can get a card and sell it for $1 million, because it came true. The dream came true. He made it possible. And we went from a $900,000 card, a Mike Trout card that we were all like, holy crap, to a $1.8 million card that was made 17 years ago. So that, in a sense, I think it artificially inflates things. Maybe not artificially is the word, but I think there's going to be more eyeballs coming in. There's going to be more people that are justifying their purchases now. you know, NT. Oh, maybe NT at $18,000 a case isn't that bad, because I can get a Zion that could be worth $1.8 million, or Zion is going to be better than LeBron, so it's going to be worth $3 million in 20 years. So I think that's what you're seeing.
I hate that. I'm going to have to crush your hope, bro. All right. How long have you been watching basketball for, Doug?
I have been watching basketball probably since 1990.
Okay, cool. Yeah. There's been a lot of good players since 1990 that have come through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Only one LeBron James. So not everybody can be LeBron James.
Not everybody can win the lottery either. I get your point.
We can't keep on saying so-and-so is going to be the next LeBron James. Luke is going to be the next LeBron James.
No, we can, though, because that's...
Grant's going to be next LeBron James.
We can, because that's what drives this hobby. That's the whole point of the show.
You can do whatever you want, but the reality is not... That is not the reality. It's not true. I've only seen one LeBron James in my adult life.
And you're... Yeah, well, but
you had Michael Jordan, though. So in your adult life, you've had two generational players. So who's
the third? How many players have come up and down in the NBA in that span?
Ooh, right.
The odds are stacked against you, thinking that these rookies that come out and are good pros, thinking that they are going to be the greatest player of all time. We throw it around. Like, it's... There's only a handful of generational players. We throw the greatest of all time around very liberally. Like, we just basically go, Patrick Mahomes now, greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the next Brady. And that's the thing. And then Brady supersedes. I mean, the value of the Brady is what you're trying to achieve when you're collecting Patrick Mahomes. So people see LeBron, and now they're thinking, well, I gotta go for the next guy. And you're right. A lot of those guys fail. 99.99% of those guys fail. They don't become the next LeBron James. But the one that does, if you're the guy that bought 20 of these LeBrons, maybe you bought 20 of them. You have 20 of them. Now you have if you were that crazy of a collector back then, and you just made sure, you had to have deep pockets back then too. But if you collected all those cards, you were right. You won. You win.
And we could just rattle off all the players that you would have lost on.
Well,
because that's also the thing. What are the chances that let's say you're relatively new, and this is where you get into a really tricky situation here. There's so many releases, so you don't know which cards you really want to collect. You need to look at it and be like, I'm going to pick a player, or I'm going to pick a team that I am going to collect, and I'm going to stick with that. Because it's a slippery slope, and you start getting in way over your head if you're like, I'm going to collect the top rookie every single year.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to get burnt out, and you're going to go broke.
Right. Hey, but not if you got, $1.8 million that you can just spend.
I mean, we're talking about it from an income level of the average. There's guys out there, and there's guys in other countries that we hear about. We hear stories of guys overseas that will buy 70 cases of Noir, and they will literally throw away all the relic cards. They only want the spotlights and the RPAs. They will throw away, like, it's just like, I mean, $100 cards probably getting thrown away because they don't want those cards. That is the type of money that some of these people have. And I'm assuming MrLob.com, $1.8 million is probably like, a couple hundred bucks to him. So he's playing that game. And he just basically bought the most expensive card of all time. And, he's swinging them nuts right now. He's walking around swinging them nuts.
Swinging them.
Or he's just...
Or he doesn't have any money.
or
he's broke.
That's all he had. Done.
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy time. And like I said, I mean, get ready for...
I mean, you're already seeing Tatum. Tatum's prices are insane. You're seeing guys, Luka, I mean, forget about it, Luka. So there's about five guys right now in the NBA that money's getting pulled to them by the thousands, by the droves. There's a lot of people speculating. And I mean, you got Luka, you got Tatum, you got Ja, you got Zion. And then there's probably a close other six guys that you're seeing their prices, and it's crazy because people have hope. They have hope that this investment is going to be the next LeBron James. And maybe none of them will. Maybe two of them will. I don't know. But that is the beauty and the essence of collecting and the justification. How many guys? How many? I want to know this. How many guys that casually collect that are trying to talk their wives into buying a box of sports cards at $700 a pop just went and showed that article to them? Said, hey, babe, look at this. You know, you told me I couldn't buy that Noir box at,
you know, you told me I couldn't buy that $500 Obsidian box.
But look what I could possibly hit.
Look what I can get a Latrell Sprewell card that sells for $8.
Well, that's the more realistic possibility.
I mean, but again, like,
look, you wanna pull back the curtain though? You wanna be honest? You wanna give a what's your at the market value? What do you think Obsidian basketball? What do you think of the product? Do you at $550? You got 550 big ones burning a hole in your pocket. Are you going and buying an Obsidian box?
No. Not at that price. I mean, I get why it's that price. Yes, it is a full-on lottery ticket right now. A full-on lottery ticket that you're trying to scratch, and you're trying to have a Ja or a Zion behind that scratch. That's what basically it is. I mean, there's some LeBron stuff, and there's Curry, there's other stuff that you can hit that's valuable, but it has become a strict gamble on the basketball market just because of supply and demand. But people are still buying it at that price. So I know.
That's why I'm...
So we do this for a living. So we sell these products and open up these products for a living. And I am dumbfounded by what the market is dictating on some of these basketball releases. And it's been like that throughout this calendar year. And about midway through 18, 19, and back even into 17, 18.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen some products go up. And I know why. I know what you can pull. But I look at Obsidian, and I know what the retail price was supposed to be and the resources that were put into it. To say it's a $550 box, it's worth what people are willing to pay for it, and there's a long list of people who are willing to pay $550. Mm-hmm. So who am I to say that it's a bad value or a good value? Just my personal opinion, I think it's one of the worst values at the market that I've seen in years.
Well, yes, and it, us, 10 years, Dan already mentioned that, we've been doing this for 10 years, we and that's maybe what's jaded us in this situation, because we've seen products that there were less of it made, there was better autos coming out for half of the price. But you have to consider the X factor. You have to consider what the singles are selling for. I also would never, in my wildest imagination, see a Giannis card, number 99, fifth year, sell for like $200-$300. So that does justify the price on these boxes. But there's going to be so many losers, which scares me for the future of people that want to bust boxes. It literally does seem like it's catered to group breakers, so you can get a spot for $99. Whether you used to be able to get a box for $200, now you get a spot for $99. So that's pretty much the only way you can do it, unless you're the guy, like we just mentioned, that buys Noir with 75 cases at a time and he's throwing away cards because he just doesn't care. But not your average person could do that. But you see, back to it, you see
the LeBron James. There's hope. That's what it is. It's hope and it's optimism.
Optimism is what drives this market. And there hasn't been a guy in 10 years.
A couple other descriptive words that also describe this.
Well, we'll let you go into that one next.
No, I mean, it's fine. I mean, we don't need to. But
no, hey, both sides of the argument are great. And we can allow the people that are listening informed decisions on both sides of it. Because it is a debate that goes on. I mean, the great thing about it right now, the great thing about this hobby right now is that
there's a lot of people, there's a lot of things going on. It's flourishing. I would rather have this. I'd rather be talking about this than to be like, man, nobody's buying anything. The hobby's like, I don't, did you hear Ron, our customer Ron, or John, he doesn't collect anymore. He moved away. He's into Pokemon.
Well, I mean, but
the way we're trending, that it will absolutely happen. They're not, again, the, what's lob.com?
Lob.com.
Lob.com. That guy obviously has disposable income and probably an unlimited amount of it. And will probably end up having more once his company goes public.
Which it may be. I don't know. I found old articles. I didn't spend a whole lot of time. I'm not a tech guy.
But not everybody has unlimited disposable income.
Right.
And the more people open up a box that probably should retail at $150, but has been inflated to $550, you're pulling. And again, it's not on the manufacturer as much as, and you can make an argument now, manufacturers selling direct to the consumer. It is, they are kind of setting the market. They're not necessarily setting the market as they are jumping on the market.
Right.
They're seeing what the market's set at. It's their product. They design it. They produce it. They print it. They distribute it. Why should they allow everybody else to make way more money than they're making on their own product? I say it all the time.
Right.
Well, that's where it got tricky, is the fact that they are labeling the boxes. I mean, in the past, you know, anytime anything went up, it would be
Obsidian is the content that's in there is about $150.
Right.
That is when it's basically sat down and the design and the content and everybody's brainstorming and figuring it out. There is a budget of X amount of dollars, and the idea that the retail is going to be somewhere in the 120 to 150 range. Now, I don't know how many boxes I've opened where if you don't hit a Zion, you don't hit a LeBron, you don't hit a Ja, you're getting autos that are $6.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're
taking $500 and you're getting $10 in return.
Who is buying that box, you could only go through the vicious cycle a handful of times before you're like, I'm going to find a new hobby. I'm out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things that we'll have to see. I mean, the products are high, but like I said, it's justified with Zion. We've got
Zion now and the singles. And you're right to the point where it should be a $150 box, but if it was a $150 box, then the Zions would sell for 10 times as less, yeah. Right? So,
well, I mean, yeah, it's a direct connection to the secondary market is why the boxes are selling for $550. I get it. I'm just saying, generally, 9 out of 10 times the boxes that you're getting are tough, but good. With the mindset that it is a $150 retail box.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I
feel like I'm picking on Obsidian right now. You look at the finest flashbacks that just came out. Online exclusive release from Topps. Autos, super hard to hit. It's not an auto product. It's all about, you get one refractor per box. But the base cards, there's some rookies that are selling like $40-$50 for just a regular base card.
Yeah. Yeah.
At what point are we just, the money's going to dry up and people are going to find another hobby?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
At what point are people...
See, gonna I don't think it's going to be a while. We just had the $1.8 million sale. I don't think it's going to be for a while. These people seeing proof in the data now. That's what I'm saying. There may be somebody that was new and getting in and spending the money on these boxes. They're like, well, I mean, I don't know. Are these cards going to sell? We just had proof. So that you can always fall back. You can always justify it. It's a lot of fun. I mean, that's at the end of the day, collecting should be fun. When it doesn't get fun, when it's not fun anymore, that's the time to leave.
Or you
spend too much money that you can't, you're out of your, you know, you're out of your means. Yeah. Then
when
maybe
you
it's
lost
time
that
to go.
Love and feeling,
it's done.
It's over. Well, I wanted to talk real briefly before we go. Actually, I think we have somebody here trying to pick up a box. So, we'll have to end the show here. I want to talk about the bubble. I want to talk about the NBA bubble. We're looking next week, the 30th, I believe, is the first game And I think from what I could tell, it looks like it's about an 8-game regular season. And as of right now, I think it's 340-something players.
365. Something like that.
Have tested negative. So it's a good thing. This whole thing seems to be working out so far. You know, Russell Westbrook seems to be fine. Rashawn Holmes apparently went outside to get some food,
and somebody told on him, like, they don't want you to even get DoorDash. Like, they don't want you to interact with DoorDash. Apparently, they have a bar and grill where everybody's hanging out at. The people that work there are all wearing masks. The players are supposed to be wearing masks. My issue is, and the crazy thing about this whole thing is there's got to become unity in the NBA. Because one guy could ruin it for the entire league. And you're talking about 20-year-old millionaires. We're talking about, you know, the guy bought the LeBron James card, but in shape, and
he looked like he was out of shape.
I mean, the guy didn't look like he was out of shape, but didn't look like Zion Williamson,
right? I don't know if he's running point for an NBA team right now.
And that's what I'm saying. So these guys are tempted. We all know what we were like when we were 20. We wanted to get and do stuff. We wanted to go out and hang out with friends. I mean, there's going to be 2-3 days off sometimes between games for these guys. They're in Florida. Somebody calls them up, come down to the bar. Well, we're trying not a lot of bars.
We also, at 20 years old, didn't live through what we're living through right now.
Right. So how do we know what we would have thought?
We don't know.
But the fact of the matter is one guy can go out. You know, you probably got girls calling them or
buddies wanting to go do something. Contacts Corona, plays in the game the next day. Gets the whole league shuts down.
One player could affect the whole league. That's what the scary part is. So hopefully everybody stays in the bubble. We get some NBA games. It's going to be just an interesting season to me.
But to say that,
if one person gets it, that means everybody on his
team. No, it doesn't necessarily mean that. I'm saying it could. Say it got really bad.
I'm saying that's worst case scenario, but I don't think. If one person gets it, I don't think both teams that are on the court, everybody gets it. I think you're going to have players who unfortunately are going to contract it. And they're probably going to be out for the season because it is going to be an abbreviated season.
Yep.
I think you're going to get the same thing with baseball. I think there's going to be players who are going to contract it and they're going to be out for 2 to 3 weeks. I think this is the new norm. I think what would you want? It's either do this or get no sports.
Right. No,
I'm on board. I'm just saying, I hope these guys are careful. And it's a lot. You're asking a lot from these guys that are used to having life differently. So I don't even know. I'm so excited for NBA. I'm going to be trying to watch as many games as possible. I wanted to make a PSA to the fans, including myself, including you. Don't go around after the season. Let's say the season completes, we crown a champion. Don't go around putting an asterisk on this season because that is not fair to the fans of the team. If you're a Jazz fan, if you're a Lakers fan, be like, well, you won in COVID year, no championship, doesn't count. They did not, it wasn't in their control. They went out there, competed. The teams that were around had a fair shot at winning. To me, it is a championship. It is a Larry O'Brien trophy. That is real. I'm not going to go around. I'm a Warriors fan. We don't have any skin in the game. I'm not going to tell. If the Lakers somehow win, I'm not going to be like, well, LeBron doesn't count. That's an asterisk. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that fan. And that's what I'm saying. It's a PSA. Let's try not to do that. Because you sound like kind of like a spoiled brat at that point. Oh, you're a Laker fan or you're a Jazz fan. Well, it didn't really count. You know, they only played blah, blah, blah. It's a lot different. Well, everybody had to go out there and compete. That's it. That's my point about the bubble. Is it things are going to be different. But this is the only way we can have sports. So let's not put an asterisk on it at the end of the season. And I know there's going to be that. I know there's going to be tons of people, a lot of talking heads that are going to be like, well, you know, they did it because they beat, like, the Wizards. Like, the Pelicans are playing the Wizards, and Bradley Beal's not playing. Well, you know, if it wasn't Corona, Bradley Beal would have been in there, and they would have beat them, and blah, 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 blah.
You literally get that every single year, regardless of what happens. Any fan can make an excuse of why their team either got knocked out of the playoffs or didn't make the playoffs or didn't win a championship. There's all you excuses. I mean, fandom is kind of based around excuses.
I
face it as a Warrior fan. The Cavalier fan that I know texted me when we won the first one and was like, oh, well, you know, congrats, but, you know, we didn't have Kyrie or Kevin Love, so, you know, congrats. LeBron couldn't have done it by himself. But, well, you know, it's like, oh, thanks for the compliment, but because we can't use coronavirus as a because this year. That's all I'm saying.
I very rarely agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you on that one.
We got to be sensitive. We're so happy to have sports, and my team's not even playing. I don't even care. I don't even care my team's not playing. I just want to watch sports.
I mean, granted, we've had championships the last couple years, so it's okay, but, you know what I'm saying. Well, that does it for the show today, guys. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in to Mojo Break Media. We've got a lot of stuff going down this week. We've got Goodwin Champions. We're going to be doing Goodwin Champions for a while where you can chase LeBron. There's LeBron sneaker autos in there, which, hey, we were just talking about it. Who knows what those will sell for? There's also Jordan cards in there. Jason Dominguez has got some autos. We've got Optic Baseball breaking as well. We've got Six Box Randoms. We have PYTs. So a lot of exciting stuff this week. We're doing all the basketball releases. We're going to have more Spectre breaking. We're going to have more Mosaic breaking. So check it out, mojobreak.com for your spots. And we'll see you guys on the next Hype Piece.